Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
I'm Kirk Herbstreit, and today I'm eating Raising Cane's. I want a solid bench of four chicken fingers, crinkle-cut fries with Texas toast. Now back to you, Todd.
So the usual.
Make Raising Cane's part of your game day lineup.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Happy Tuesday to you, Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. People are asking already, Bill, on the text line, the update on the drought this morning as there's rain in the area.
I'm not calling it yet.
No, you're not going to?
No, we'll see.
Wow.
We'll see.
Wow.
It's favorable.
It's favorable for the drought being
favorable.
Over. Yeah. Drought's not over yet. Could be over, but not quite yet.
Raining.
It is raining. By the way, if you stayed up last night to watch the end of the World Series and you're with us right now, more power to you because you're on 4 hours of sleep. That game ended at 1:55 a.m. Dodgers beat the Blue Jays. Sorry, Rudy. In 18 innings to take.
Oh, wow. That's why.
Game three of the World Series, 6-5.
Wow. 18.
1:55. A.M. that ended.
18 innings.
Freddie Freeman, a walk-off home run in the 18th to put them up 2-1.
One of the best hitters of the last 10 years, Freddie Freeman.
Good to know.
Is that true, Jake?
He's a good hitter. Absolutely.
Has he even played 10 years?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's been good. Yeah. Braves and Dodgers.
Okay.
Been very good.
Wow, walk-off.
That started at 7 p.m. Now, these games have been going quicker. MLB's done a great job. That's still... What, a 6-hour game? Almost 7-hour game?
I want you to think about that right now. Like, no one on the East Coast saw that. It's like there's just no... I mean, Toronto people did. I get that. But other than that, do you think people in New Jersey, like, I'm going to stay up and catch this game.
For 6 hours?
They'd be right... The game would get over, like, going, okay, I'm going to shower up, head to work.
Yeah, 6 hours. I mean, that's a big commitment, 6 hours.
Yeah.
I was looking back at my timeline this morning, waking up on Twitter, and all that was posted was like from the official MLB account, the Dodgers, the Blue Jays. There was like no media because, yeah, it was 2 a.m. They weren't awake. Nobody. They had gone to bed.
Well, they got websites, right?
Yeah, but like if you're looking like for general Joe Schmo response or any sort of sports person.
Schmo.
They
Mr.
weren't up.
Schmo.
They weren't up.
Joe.
I was looking for any sort of, wow, what an epic game. It was just all from MLB, Fox, not to be surprised at 2 a.m. It's understandable for an 18-inning baseball game, but
sure.
If your last name is Schmo and you have a son, you kind of have to name him Joe, don't you?
Or maybe you don't.
Hey, who's that, Joe Schmo?
It'd be a rough go, though. Like, I wouldn't name him Joe, but any name's not going to work very well. Diane Schmo.
Kind of screwed with the last name Schmo.
Rodney Schmo.
Nothing's
going to work great.
James Schmo.
Is there such a person as Schmo? There has to be a Schmo, doesn't there?
I don't think so.
I bet there is.
I've not, I've never heard of one.
Breakers, you know any schmoes out there?
Schmoes?
So it'd be S-H-S-C-H. Or S-C-H.
I think it's S-C-H, in my mind.
Yeah.
In
no,
my
it mind, is.
I saw it as
it
S-C-H.
S-C-H-M-O, maybe E, possibly.
Maybe an E.
If you had a phone book, you'd know.
You'd know.
We had phone books, Jake.
I had a phone book also.
Okay. Did you?
Yes, I did.
In Beatrice.
Yes, we did. Yep, yellow pages, whatever, white pages. We had that.
My favorite one was the one, the giant one. It'd be hanging from a payphone, and it was in that metal container. Remember that size of that thing?
Yes. You
get, oh, it's, get yeah. And it had, it was like, it was, yes. Hooked, it was hooked on by kind of a metal little thing to get that baby open and flip it open.
What a poor idea.
What if, yeah, yeah. That was right there. It's like, just listen, just let it go.
You don't have to have that. God. What a poor
it's
idea.
Chained, like,
is there anyone out there, if somebody had like an aunt that did it? Well, I wonder if anybody ever had someone that worked information. We could call information.
You could.
Call for a phone number. Yes. Hardington, Joe, Schmo, and they'd give you the number. Talk about better times. Talk about better times.
Think.
You could call information. You could call,
information.
You could call for time, yeah. Too. You could call in. You could call in for date and time also.
I don't remember what the number was for info. Was it just zero?
What's that?
Information?
No, that was operator. You got a true operator. There was a number for, there was like something 11.
Something 11.
Something like that. You could dial.
How do we not remember that?
They not remember that, but they got the information. Now, and Jake, a lady would answer.
Yep.
Not like a.
See, I assume that was the operator. It's different people here.
If you
then.
Call the
different
operator. People. Operator would be used more with a difficulty or more like a place a collect call. Like to place a collect call and you give them the number and the number calling and then she would stay on the line. On the line like that, and she'd patch you through.
God.
That's some power right there. That was a powerful job for the operator.
That's as good as life got right there. That was
we used to do, and you're right. We used to call for time and temp.
Just call quick before
you go out.
Yeah, if the power went out, you just like that. Also, oh, power's back on. Hang on. You just call. It's 2:49 p.m. And then, okay, reset.
That's
the
how you knew.
Ron, reset the clocks.
I've got breakers saying, is it 411? That's the number?
I think that sounds right.
Not a 411
that's,
text
that, that's
here.
That's accurate.
Sounds right.
That sounds right. Yeah, 411. You got information. You got a live person. I wonder if it's still possible.
Keep talking. I got to grab some.
Do you think there's just one lady still working somewhere like in Butte, Montana?
Just waiting for that phone
call. Just waiting for that phone call all day?
Nobody's called in weeks.
No one's called in for years.
No. I'm waiting for someone to call the 411 number.
Call in.
Please.
Is there any 411 operators out there? Oh, Jake, it was such a thing of beauty. It was great.
I've got someone asking. This is somebody from Missouri. Unnamed texter says, ask Sip if he ever called the Columbus Library and listened to the story of the day. There's a daily audiobook story for kids for years. No?
Oh, that sounds like
in Columbus. The library did that.
That sounds beautiful.
Was that Officer McClellan?
No.
Yeah.
Someone from Missouri.
Also, if you remember this one, Steve. There was a number you could dial to make your phone ring back to you.
Yes.
There was that was incredibly fun. Yep. Sometimes you kind of looking around like that and just press it, hang it up, and just walk away. And all of a sudden, ding, 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 ding.
Those were so much better times.
Think about that. Think about that, Jake. You could call for time and temp. You could call zero for get a live operator, 411 for information, and dial a number to make your phone ring back. Like you had to check your phone, see if
so
it was ringing.
So you called time and temp. Was it a person that would talk to you? Or was it just like a robot system?
That seemed like it was a robot system. Okay. It seemed.
It was
a
robot.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't. That's a good question, though.
Was you know what it was? AI.
Oh, God.
Advanced AI.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
It's our version of AI.
Yes. And then also, Jake, you could call. You know, if you called later at night, the rates were cheaper.
That's
right. You had to
call
long distance. Like after
you always
nine,
had to wait.
Yeah, you had to wait till after.
Or it made sense to wait.
Yeah.
Tony says he'd call information every 2 minutes to see if school was closed.
Yeah,
that'd be a good one. That'd be a solid.
You do that, Tony.
God,
this could be a whole show.
I don't like talking about it.
411.
It's better.
I don't think I've ever called 411. I cannot say I have called that number.
I don't think it would work anything though. I don't think anything would.
We could try it out.
We'll try it. We'll try from the landline here and see what happens. We're gonna try 411.
Could be like it's Bill
Breaker. Try one right now.
Some gal in Montana, possibly.
We have a landline.
That's the landline. That's how we call our guests.
We'll try 411. There, it might still be functional.
The landline is a thing of beauty. Also,
it was. God, better times.
I think some people have landlines still.
Yeah, they do.
I do not, but
you see
I think my parents have
my
one.
My parents
actually.
Have one.
Yeah.
My parents will have one.
All they call is basically telemarketers and spam callers to that, though. Everyone just calls their cell phone.
Yeah.
If you get a call in that landline, you know this is probably nothing to worry about.
Hmm. And my parents still get local calls.
Do they? That's great.
It's small town Creighton. Usually it's about delivering a pie or something like that. It's nothing too pressing.
That's what I want that phone to be for.
Yes.
The pie delivery.
They
the pie
still have
phone.
A landline. No, I saw a landline the other day where it's in a business. When you see one, it's striking. Like, oh, nice.
Well, we have landlines here. We do have several phones here. Like on the front desk, there's a landline. There's two phones in this office behind me, actually. One to the on-air and one that's not on-air.
It freaked me out if all of a sudden the landline started ringing. I'm like, who would be calling this?
Yeah.
It freaked me out.
It rings several times a day. And it's not always telemarketers. Sometimes it's actual business calling in or people wanting to pay their bills.
Or advertise.
Yes. Nice. They do that. I don't chit-chat yesterday.
I got nothing. I worked.
And you went to Buffalo Wings and Rings.
Yeah, that
something. That NBA then.
Yeah, yeah, I don't have anything major.
You watched some ball?
I went to bed at 8:30.
Yeah, I've got nothing. I didn't watch the Chiefs. I was gone all day, home late. Yesterday was a 4:30 wake up and about a 10:30 go to bed, and there was no free time in between.
Yeah, I didn't.
Things
have a
were
whole
going.
Lot. Yeah, I was kind of scurrying around. I had to write.
Me and Simple tried to connect via phone.
Yeah, what happened there?
Didn't happen.
That was weird.
It just didn't happen.
It was weird. It was phone
tag. How many
first
attempts
time I
were
tagged,
there?
First time I called him, and I get the text back, fitness!
Now, was it what time?
It was odd time.
Odd time, 4:35, late
it's
afternoon.
It's not that odd for fitness. Right?
Yeah, but no, it wasn't that odd. I wasn't. Okay.
It's odd for me.
I wasn't taken back, nor would I ever want you. I would lose my mind and hang up on you if all of a sudden like that. All of a sudden like, yeah, hello, hey, what's up, Bill? And then you're on the treadmill. I'm on the treadmill. I'm on the elliptical. What's up, buddy?
Can't get off.
Anything? I'm like, just never answer when you're doing fitness because I'm never calling for anything of the utmost importance that I need an answer. The next, I'm not. Hey, do you know a neurosurgeon? Because something happened here at the house, and I need a neurosurgeon.
Usually, a call, please. Like call soon, not right away if you need to. But call.
I give Jake the call when free.
Yep.
It's never.
You never give me the call when free.
I always
call.
But I always,
please.
No, I always, well, the please is always there.
I get the please a lot.
I get the please. I've never not pleased.
No,
on that. Yeah,
it's either call enable or call please. It's never call now.
Or just this one. Call.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'm going, all right, dude. If someone says me just to call, I'd be like, not so
I
fast.
I get that. There's a certain person I get the call now or something. I'm just like, okay. Well, wait a second.
Easy.
Do you oblige to that or just say, no. I'm on my time, pal.
I don't. I wouldn't. I'd sometimes answer at Planet Fitness, but I don't think it's a good look to answer when you're in the when people are around.
When you're on the elliptical, puffing and puffing.
I still think it's a good look. I was on the incline bench.
Oh, you're doing some incline. Wow.
So I text him. I go, do you have a spotter? I said, do you have a spotter?
Yeah. I didn't. You don't get it. I don't. At Planet Fitness, you don't see spotters. That you don't use them. It's just, I don't know if that's something.
I see one at Genesis maybe once a month.
Once a month.
Yeah. And I've seen a couple times. I'm walking. I'm seeing somebody. And I
that
hear,
person needs a spotter.
And I'm like going. I'm watching. Like going. I might have to go over there. I did. And they're working to get that last rep out. I'm going. I wouldn't do that.
Is that passe spotters?
When's the last time you pushed like all of a sudden you get like that one like that? Okay, I'm gonna try one more. I've never done that in 40 years. It's like
I think
no.
Those days are over.
Those days are over. We're trying. get what with the spotter? One more. Just the fingers.
Days are over.
Those days are over. Yeah, there's no.
Yeah, we don't need to max out.
Yeah, if I'm thinking I'm gonna try to get eight and I get six is good.
Fine.
Today's a good day for six.
So Bill calls you and you answer in cap letters or just regular low letters fitness? I can see you like going fitness. Yes,
it was fitness with
cap letters.
I knew it was loud. I felt it.
It was fitness exclamation.
Whoa,
point.
Okay. And he tried to connect again. Didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Didn't happen. A lot of stuff going on.
Busy.
Yeah.
Busy.
It was. Yes. No. Not really. I mean, I just you caught me at a time where it's kind of packed up. Things were packed up a little bit. But.
You had a big day. You had a conference yesterday. Yeah. It's big
no, but I was not. It wasn't that bad. It wasn't that. You'll find out there wasn't too much there. Then I wrote like an article that doesn't run till Friday.
Whoa.
You know? Yeah. I'm just trying to get ahead. Busy week.
That's. Long time away from now.
Yeah, some things could change, so it's always risky.
Is that a preview of USC or something? Or what?
I'm not getting into what it is.
Little gamer?
stuff. But anyway, that's...
Is it about Reggie Bush or Liner?
Maybe Pete Carroll, possibly.
Hoodie thing you guys do, I don't know how you do it.
This
I'm like,
is not a hoodie. This
I'm
is
like
a jacket.
Really hot right now. I'm pulling this thing off.
I have that jacket. That is not a warm...
Mine is that light?
I can't wear them.
That is a very light jacket you have on.
This is super light. Mine is super light.
That is light.
I can't do it. I just can't do it. I don't know why I even have them. They're all. I'm not. I'll get. You can have this.
I have. I don't need a second one.
I don't want a used hoodie.
Yeah, good.
Okay, I just
you can
don't.
Keep that one.
There's never a time like that. Hey, Sip's got a hoodie he's been wearing for a couple of years. I hope he offers it
I'm
up.
I'm done with them. Yeah.
I don't want it. Thank you, though.
I'm pulling this off after the break.
Okay. Well, you do that. I have nothing for idle chit chat.
What is it with you guys?
I would say one thing. This will sure make Bill happy over there. There was a exhibition/intramural game last night.
Yeah, you mentioned that.
We can give you the score, at least, of last night. Nebraska beats Midland in an exhibition game 91-50. Nebraska.
Midland.
Took 44 3-point
attempts. To the woodshed.
Do you tell me Midland recruited you?
What's that?
Did Midland recruit you?
To
play basketball.
No. I was more of a Wesleyan, Wayne State, Dana. I like Dana and Blair.
R.I.P. to Dana.
R.I.P.
Well, me and you experienced Dana. Yeah. Me and Bill experienced Dana.
Yeah. I kind of enjoyed it. I liked Dana.
I went to a basketball camp there. It was an overnighter. I got in trouble because I kicked a ball and it hit the head of a Frank Spenseri, who was one of the coaches, and I got in sizable trouble.
That would get sizable. I went to the two night overnight camp. Maybe it was three nights. I don't know. Hastings College. That was a huge one.
Hastings was Marty used to go to that.
Yeah, Hastings College was one of the biggest.
I wonder if you saw Marty.
Probably saw Marty there. What if all of a sudden like that we go
the
back?
Worlds collide. I mean, it was probably what 1980.
Something
in the summer.
In the summer,
it's very good chance we stayed and Marty were at the camp.
And I remember, what I remember the most from it was they had the chocolate milk on tap. Remember the machines that had that?
I didn't go. Marty went.
Yeah. Hey, was it? What was the name of the guys?
Doc Farrell.
Farrell. There. Thank you,
Lynn Doc Farrell.
Lynn. Yes, exactly. And when he came in, when he walked into the gym, it was like Bobby Knight walked in. True story. Yeah. It was like Bobby Knight walked in.
Yeah. Lynn Doc Farrell. Yes. God, you and Marty might have been there. I'm sure you were actually.
I wonder if we're the same like. Pickup team together.
So maybe.
Running the court, me and Marty.
Yeah.
Me and Marty.
And Haas.
Yeah. And Haas
was there too.
Imagine Haas setting a pick for me and I come off a pick
rolling
and roll.
Off a pick and up, roll.
Pick and roll with Haas and all of a sudden he spits it out to Marty.
Yeah.
Nice
pass.
Just so you know, when we were in camp, though, there was no kicking it out to a three. There was no threes then. There was no threes, no shot clock.
There was no threes.
No, you're doing the three-man weave. And,
God dang it. You and Marty might have been at the Hastings camp together.
And then you and me were at Wishbones together. Worlds collide.
Yeah, we just. Yes.
Okay, idle chit-chat. Took a turn.
It took a turn.
It took a turn, Coach.
Damn it.
Farrell, it was.
Midland. I think they recruited me to play golf. That's
Did
it.
They?
That's the only school that talked to me about golf. That's it. Only one. I said, I'm good. Thank you.
I'm good.
I'm good.
Really
I'm good.
Really
I'm going
Midland.
To Nebraska. I'm not
really
playing
Midland.
College golf.
That's amazing. If anyone called me, I talked to him.
Well, I talked to him, but I was like, at the end, like I'm not going to Midland. Thank you. I was flattered. I just didn't I didn't want to play there anywhere.
We would get recruiting letters sent to the school. That was kind of, you didn't send them, they sent them to the school. So it'd be from Wayne State or Kearney or wherever it was from. So we'd get like, so I'd get recruiting letters all the time and my dad would get them. And this is for any of the players that got them. And then if they were in the middle of an English test or geometry or anything like that, my dad would walk right into the classroom and hand deliver the recruiting letter to him. And he didn't really he's knocking as he walked in. It wasn't like knock, like, hey, can I come in? Can be in the middle of anything. And dad would just walk in and hand out. And it was awesome. He just hand out that,
that's way better time.
Got to get this information to the guys. You know, because we need to have it at 10:30 instead of 10:40.
The score was 91-50.
91-50.
Oh, that's right. We're back to.
I'm wrapping this up real quick. Then we'll move on. Nebraska took 44 3-pointers last
year. So they're going to shoot a ton of them.
15 for 44. Braden Frager from Lincoln was 6 of 12 on threes last night.
15 for 44 beat Purdue.
That's a lot of attempts. I'm telling you that.
I'm gonna say no.
That's a lot of it. 44 shots, 3-point land. I mean, they took 37 against BYU.
Yeah,
That's
a lot. Yeah, that's what they are.
They have their first game of the season next Monday against West Georgia at PBA. I didn't know that school existed until this year.
West Georgia.
Okay. Don't know their mascot. That's when Nebraska will plan to kick off their season next Monday. That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by 738 Ag. Do you need seed, chemicals, fertilizer, or someone to run the sprayer for you? 738 Ag runs the whole show. Custom application included. Learn more today at 738ag.com. Joey and the team in Bertrand.
I think this rain is statewide, I believe.
It is.
I think it's statewide.
This is all day.
This is going to shut down harvest. It's going to clog. Oh, yeah. The harvest is shut down.
Clogging it.
Clog. Wet husk.
Yeah.
Is your problem.
It's clogging it up.
Nice.
Yes. So Joey will probably doing some maintenance inside of a shed.
I wonder if it's statewide, if breakers don't need to.
I'll get a map pulled up here.
Well, it's Let us know. What's going on in Fremont? Where are we at in Columbus, Norfolk?
It's supposed to rain in Lincoln until at least 1 p.m. Like nonstop rain. No break at all.
God dang.
So it's a big swath.
It's kind of nice. I did turn off my sprinklers about 10 days ago.
Yeah, mine are off as of yesterday.
And there's no reason for them.
Nope. Off for the year.
Done. 464-5685, call or text as always. Sip, you were at the press conference yesterday with Matt Rhule, head of USC, Nebraska, of course, 6-2 after the win against Northwestern. I listened to it yesterday. How did you think the mood was yesterday? Anything?
It was light.
Light?
Yeah, it was much different than the previous Monday. I mean, it was worthwhile. I'm not saying it wasn't. There wasn't a lot, news didn't come out of it. That's how it goes sometimes when a team wins, you don't have as much angst and it's not quite as juicy, which is fine. What did he say?
Angst.
I like that. Turmoil. Yes. There was not any of that because they won. There was a lot. I think out of the gate, the talk was about the D-line, how they shuttled so many players in and out.
They did.
He talked about David Hufkin. And Petchak.
Okay. I got the first part.
Okay, go.
Hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. The holidays sneak up fast, but it's not too early to get your shopping done and actually have fun with it. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small, independent businesses. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date. So shop early, have fun, and cross some names off your list today. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. Did you know your calendar age doesn't always match how old your body truly is? It's true. Your biological age, the age of your cells and organs, is actually the top predictor of your risk for serious diseases like heart disease, cancer, dementia, and more. That's why learning your biological age can be truly life-changing, and that's exactly what the True Age Test from True Diagnostic helps you do. It's a simple at-home test, and you can uncover your true biological age and get personalized insights into your true biological age and take control of your health like never before. No doctor visits, no labs, just a quick finger prick from the comfort of your home. This part really inspired me. Up to 90% of biological aging is driven by lifestyle. That means the way we eat, move, sleep, and manage stress plays a massive role in how fast or slow our bodies age. The test itself is super easy. Just a quick, painless finger prick. You send in your sample using a prepaid mailer, and in about 2 to 3 weeks, you get a detailed online report with actionable insights you can use. If you care about protecting your health and want to find out what your real age is, head over to TrueDiagnostic.com. Use my code EARLYBREAK to get 20% off your entire order or subscription. That's TrueDiagnostic.com and use EARLYBREAK at checkout to get 20% off. Your future self will thank you.
You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game. Delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIREST MOOD20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
We felt like there's some guys just watching practice. I'll talk about the D-line first. I'll go back. We felt like there's some guys just watching practice that deserve to play more, just based upon their effort in practice. And just, you know, you start to get guys banged up and worn out a little bit. And so we kind of went the other way. We just said, hey, we're going to put these guys in. You know, guys like David Huff can get in there and they, you know, get pressure on the quarterback. Kate Petschock deserves to play more. And so it wasn't really, hey, these guys don't want, we don't play them as much. It was just more like, hey, let's send some waves. We knew Northwestern was going to run the football. And so we wanted to reward guys who've been practicing at a high level. You know, we believe in practice. Our guys do a great job of taking care of their bodies. You know, Drew Hamblin, our trainer, Mitch Cholowinski, sports science, Kristen and Corey, but all the people that work underneath him. I mean, you know, we have these infrared beds that are amazing, and I can't even get in one anymore because there's a player always waiting. So they're for them, so they should, you know, go first, obviously. But it's just our guys are so committed to taking care of themselves. And I think they also understand if you let up in terms of the way you practice, I mean, you have to be smart, but, you know, you lose your edge. And we're a team that needs to have edge.
Okay, you also talked about the offensive line and the injury situation.
I had that. I don't know what that. Give us an update on that.
Teddy,
walk us through.
Teddy Prochaska. He indeed has an ACL. He's done. Gunnar Gatula. Okay, hit it.
So where are we at health-wise? I mean, obviously, you know, we're down to some injuries at right tackle. You know, Teddy's done. You know, he won't be able to play anymore. So Gunner's banged up. So we're just going to have guys battle through. And that's what – but I also know that that's what every other team's dealing with too. And so we need our guys to continue to do what they've been doing.
Yes. Yeah, he did talk about Preston Tamu. He mentioned a couple of young guys, Preston Tamu and Grant Bricks, are coming along. You don't have to play that. He did.
Who's Schaefer? That's Schaefer's guy.
Grant Bricks.
Yeah, Grant Bricks.
That is Mike Schaefer's guy.
Recruited him personally.
He did.
He's listed as a backup guard. I mean, like a number 3 guard, one of the guards. I thought he was a tackle, but he's listed as a guard right now.
If he ever gets to a point where he's a starter, Schaefer's just going to be getting accolades beyond belief.
I'll have to get Schaefer back on. Bricks right now is listed as the number 3 right guard. So there's that. Preston Tamu, I don't think he's even on the depth chart, but he mentioned that. Rule mentioned that. How about the wide receiver blocking? 32 plays of dominant physical contact by the receivers, Nazaiah Hunter, Ja'Cory Barney, and Dane Key.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing I have to say, I thought Nazaiah and Dane Key and Ja'Cory Barney's blocking effort on Saturday was the best I've ever seen from a team that I've coached. Even Ron Brown, who, you know, Ron's gonna say, yeah, but in 1997 we did this, right? Like he's earned. And I'm not saying it in a bad way. He's always gonna have a high standard. Even he was like, hey, there was 32 players at plays of dominant physical contact by our receivers, and so Ron's like the ultimate like truth teller on our staff. You know, Nazaiah, from the day he got here, he's so strong, powerful. He's a tailback at wideout, I've said a couple times. And he's got good ball skills, you know, 50-50 contested balls. And so we're able to get in 12 personnel with a, you know, extra offensive lineman and run duo and run inside zone. And if you play one high, throw the ball out there to he and Dane. And that's the same play last week we threw that we didn't connect on, you know, against Minnesota that we were able to connect on this week. So I only say that because, you know, sometimes the players hear a lot about play calling. Players win games, you know, and so that was an amazing catch. You don't make that catch, you might not win that game. And our players are capable of making those plays. And so I thought Nazaiah was outstanding. He'll be our game captain this week. You know, obviously he's a California kid, and this is probably be a fun game for him.
Nazaiah Hunter I wonder what Jake would say. He's their best receiver, right?
He's been the most consistent, biggest performer so far. Most touchdowns.
Yeah, he had 40 catches at Cal last year, but I don't know if you would have thought that he would be the best receiver. I think you would think Key might be. Hunter's been better. Not that I'm pitting players against each other, but Hunter's been more productive to this point. They're both fine. Hunter's really good, in my opinion. I wonder about that running back discussion. Like, I always think, well, maybe play a bit running back.
Good.
I don't know. He does look like a. I mean, I don't know. They need him at receiver. So
Nazaiah Hunter, 33 catches. Ja'Cory Barney, 30. Okay. Dane Key, 23 catches.
Okay. Thank you. So Hunter has been, I mean, he
five makes, touchdowns for Isaiah also.
And he makes the most explosive plays. He's got those two tunnel screen, mm-hmm. those big tunnel screen plays he's had. He's made a couple catches in the end zone that were, I would classify as extraordinary. The catch on Saturday was extraordinary that he was able to get his foot down. He's really good. Bill, I can't, the blocking thing, I just can't see it when it's happening real time. You know, you can kind of pick it out.
On TV, you miss some of it. What I did see a lot of was as the play was over or ended or at the end of it, that they were still engaged. So I did see that. You don't see a lot of stuff sometimes from TV, from up above. You probably have a chance to see it a little bit better. But
yeah.
But you did see engagement in that. And then obviously it, whatever they saw in film, they're not making it up.
No.
Because people have the ability to go back. If you say something that's not 100%, that's not accurate, they can come back and say, hang on a second. People have access to.
Speaking of that, you'll have to work to find this. Derek Branch. Derek Branch is a Lincoln Southeast player. He was talking about special teams. Derek Branch, his block. Now, I did see this. His block on Kenneth Williams' 95-yard touchdown. Bill, you're a special teams coach. You would have hugged him. Maybe hugged him right there.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
We've always talked about, like, hey, special teams should win 2 to 3 games a year for you, and you can legitimately say they're doing that. And it's not always just the big plays, right? It's also, you know, at the end of the game, we were trying to kick the ball through the end zone, you know, but you're kicking it into the south end, and the wind here is a real deal, right? And so it just held it up a little bit. They catch the ball. Well, by rule, with 2:44 left in the game, you should make them return the ball, right? You should try to take time off the clock. You shouldn't kick it through the end zone. But in college football, you know, there's always a chance for a ball to be busted out. But in the NFL, you would kick it. So we kicked that ball, it hung up, and I trust our guys went down there and tackled at the 26-yard line. So it's not just a kickoff return. I mean, if you have a chance, Derek, I know some of you guys go back and watch Derek Branch's block on that kick return for a touchdown. It's like an 8-second block. It's dominant. There's a bunch of guys doing it. There's a bunch of guys on punt, you know. Ex-goal was to go up no yards returns this year. We're at 1 yard, and we thought we had maybe a minus yard, but the guy got back to the line. But there's guys running their tails off. I love not just the special teams, not just the production, but I love the way that Mike has done a great job of getting everyone, like, those guys know they're going to affect the game. They're not just playing special teams. And so as a result, they're developing and they're getting more ready to go play on defense and offense. And I think that's the way good teams work. I got a bunch of people sent me the clip. There was a clip, well, I guess, on social media of him, like, walking up to me and me being like this. And people were like, are you and him okay? I'm like, he punched me in the one game. He tackled me in another game. I said, don't touch me again. So I love that. But he... arm's length, so that there's no problem there for anybody that's worried. He's my boy, but stay over here. So, yeah, he almost got a flag last game.
There you go.
Derek,
don't touch
Branch.
Me. Yeah, stay over there.
He's exuberant.
He's excited.
Yeah, he's
exuberant. Very excitable coach.
Sometimes, like, it's like a dog that jumps up on you. It's fine at first, and you're like, okay, that's,
you're still going.
Dog,
huh?
Under control.
Yeah. Still happening.
The Branch block was engagement, and then he finished it with a pancake.
That's awesome.
Did you ever get pancaked?
Did I ever get pancaked?
Just put on your back. On his back.
I'm sure I probably got pancaked at some time. I don't really remember.
I don't know why I asked you.
I'm
that.
Not sure I thought.
I don't that, need yeah, you to relive
I
that.
I don't know if I get pancaked, and so, but yeah, I'm never too big at, you know, that I'm going like, yeah, no, I was dominant every time. I got off every block. God. I was, yeah.
No, hey, listen. It was a.
It's a very odd question.
It is.
I didn't know where it was going with that. I don't know what that was.
Well, you're a football player. So, me and Jake didn't play, so yeah, I like to ask.
That's what
you remember?
Like.
So no football.
So no football. Yeah, I do remember it very clearly. It's numerous comments throughout your text messages.
So no football. Remember Sip when we used to? You'd be together. He said you'd be together with a bunch of guys. You talk about your high school football career. I was like, well, I didn't play.
No football.
And it hits you.
And it hit
you
me.
Blew it off it while me. We were talking.
I didn't say a word at the time. I waited until about a
waited for
week
the right
later,
time.
The right time. I think you sent me some football comment, and I had to respond to it.
How about blowing double-digit leads? Blowing double-digit leads. Nebraska was up 21-6, and you thought, here they go.
There's no one complacent in football. I mean, the other team's good. You know what I mean? Like, you know, we get that stop on 4th-and-4 that we think we got, and the whole game's different. So, Like even sometimes, and I don't mean to, that's a good question. I'm sorry the way I said that, but like, it's almost the other way sometimes. Like we're like that touchdown that got out, like the defensive end, like set the edge and like was trying to crush the guy down inside so hard or playing so hard. It's like, you still got to keep your outside arm free and keep the ball in between the tackles. And the ball goes out for 60 yards. So I think our guys, you know, I don't think the fans are ready for it across college football. I don't think administration's ready for it, but parity is here in college football. It's just everywhere. With the top seven, we have, you know, Vanderbilt and, I mean, the, like, just here. So every week's going to be a battle. Like, I get done with the game. I get in the car with Wish and I'm like, all right, what happened today? You know, like, North Carolina almost beat Virginia, a ranked Virginia team. So I just, every week can be whatever. I think sometimes our guys play, they play hard, they play physical. And we get in those moments. I never feel them being like, oh, here we go again or anything like that. I certainly don't think it's complacency. Take out Minnesota. Let me say that because Minnesota, I've already talked about how I felt about the way we handled that. But I just think it's football. Their team's going to battle. And when you have a double-digit lead, the other team, all bets are off. You know what I mean? There's no more pressure anymore. You get to go play free. And so it's a good problem to have to learn how to handle double-digit leads. I hope I'm in that situation here again soon. But we have a lot of things football-wise that have to get better. Our mindset's really in a really good place, our team, all that stuff. But we're still, you know, we're a work in progress football-wise.
He also answered a question yesterday. Football, there's a lot of philosophical questions. I don't know where you guys would stand on this. Sam, the reporter, asked him a good question, which was, does the momentum from the game-winning drive carry over? Does that carry over to the next game? Rule said, I don't. Oh, go ahead.
I'm not a big momentum person. You know, I mean, I think I tell the guys all the time. I mean, I think they have confidence. I think it's just, you know, there was two third downs in a row there where we were like, we caught the ball and we were like half a foot from a first down. And one, I thought we actually got it to Emmett. And the other one, Dane caught it. It was like 2 yards short. And, you know, in a different game, maybe I would have gone for those. But, you know, all the fourth and ones had been really hard to get. And then the one we didn't get, I said, hey, let's punt the ball and use Archie as a weapon and play defense. So I just think it's always, you're just kind of a step or two away from getting yourself going. But I hope they feel good about it. I hope they feel good about the fact that, you know, we were able to get an empty and drop back and throw the football. And we had good runs and guys made key plays in key times. And so, you know, that was a kind of a weird second half in that, you know, we drove the ball down in the red zone twice and came away with no points, you know, in the first half or kind of the fringe area. And then we got the ball, kickoff return, we take it back to the house, you know, and so it's then the defense. So we're just kind of a little bit out of rhythm. Then we get a short field. And Northwestern does a great job. I told the guys going in the game, it'd be like an option game. They would try to control the line of scrimmage, control the football, shorten the game, and you wouldn't have a lot of plays on offense, which we didn't. So to answer all that, I think our guys know that what they can do when they execute a high level. And so my message to them is just focus on execution. Don't focus on the other team. Don't focus on anything else. Just focus on execution. And hopefully we'll do that this week.
Okay. He says he's not a big momentum guy. I never know what to think about game-to-game momentum. I'm inclined to think there is such a thing, that you win a game, maybe it's a comeback win, and I thought you would take momentum into the next game.
Maybe I'm wrong. I was reading it more that just like offensive momentum.
No, you're not reading it wrong.
Deal.
No, that's what that's what.
But game to game, oh, there's definitely momentum when teams. Okay. I mean, when teams get on a roll, we've all seen teams get on a roll.
Right.
You just go, oh wow, these guys are this is way different than what. And all of a sudden, it's like, what just happened here? And so that happens. They get better. They feel good about themselves.
That's
a couple of things go their way. But if you have a series where, like you said, your last drive was a game winning drive. And then let's just say USC, you go 3 and out and -3 yards. You know, like that. It's kind of like that's. Then it's
where
like,
was the momentum?
Where's the momentum? Yeah. So yeah, but the team gets momentum as a feel.
Okay.
I think.
No, 100%. You read it right. That's what he's talking about. Okay, that answers that question sufficiently. What else you got there,
Sparky?
That's Sparks. About it from yesterday. It wasn't.
Oh, you talked about the blackout.
He did. You want to hit that? Save it till 7 o'clock.
Okay.
We'll save it till 7.
Okay. You make that call.
Post till 7 for that one.
Jake runs the show.
Yep. Yes.
Him and Rudy.
Yes.
We fill in. We're on the periphery.
He did talk about USC a little bit.
Yes.
And I don't have a great handle on USC if you want to play that.
Here's Matt Rule on USC.
They've got great players. They play really hard, take the ball away, and they're elite in the red zone. You know, at the end of the day, like, how many yards you give up, all that stuff. Like, if you're elite in the red zone, you hold people to field goals, you're going to win games. I think that was the – truly, and you go back to last game, that was the difference in last game early was you know, we were able to score touchdowns coming off the turnover on our first drive. So we're up 14, and they had to kick two field goals their first two times. So it's 7-6 instead of 14-7 them. So, you know, I think we were 3-for-3 in the red zone last week, which is growth because we haven't been great in the red zone, and we got better. They're an elite red zone defense. They've got guy after guy after guy that are elite players, five-star recruits. I mean, you watch them. They're long. They're athletic. They can run. They're not wanting for anything talent-wise, and they play with great technique. Their defensive coordinator is an excellent coach, so it's be a real challenge.
That was the most informative thing about USC that came out of that, that they're a good red zone defense.
Probably, I would say like this, if they have a weakness, it's mass on the defensive line.
Yes.
That's where they don't have – when you see it, you won't they do not look like an SEC defensive line.
How about their linebackers?
And then they
have one that's long and really athletic.
But you'll see their ends. I won't for 1 second say they don't look athletic. You just won't see these 330 guys that are just like just knockback guys.
Why don't they have those guys?
Well, first of all, they're really really hard to find.
That's USC, man.
Really, but it is USC. That's correct. USC. They should be. If you look at Notre Dame, I think Notre Dame rushed for like 300 on them, wasn't it?
Or yeah, 300 plus.
300, yeah.
182 at half.
Yeah, so it was
182 at half.
So that is
a red flag.
It's a red flag, and that was the thing we talked about on the show about SC 3-4 weeks ago. I go, they don't have it up the defensive line,
right.
Which makes when we were talking then, like, are they a championship team? Are they a playoff team? I think that would make you think that they don't have
think
that
so.
And they'll have guys in the back and run around. I know offensive skill at receiver, light. Don't know where their running backs at. At least had the one that got hurt, but their backups look really good.
Do they?
Maeva is going to do some remarkable things, and he's good for one buffoonery. Then you just hope there's two. That's kind of what you hope for. But he will run the ball. Design quarterback runs, and Lincoln Riley wants to run the football. Just remember that he wants to run the football.
Yep, Rule said that. By the way, Tom Chattel with a great thought in his column, November. USC, UCLA, Penn State, Iowa. It's name brand
logos,
city.
Logo city.
Logo, Tom, yeah. Great point.
Yeah, logo city, not quite the, like USC, still not what you consider USC, but they're a good team.
It's just logos, though.
Yeah, logos, though, are remarkable.
Right, remarkable. Yeah, I'm not talking about the present. It's more about, wow.
I don't want to give Iowa any sort of respect here, but this is a good fact that they pointed out yesterday was that, not in the press conference, but somebody's pointed out that I think the last 5 or 6 years, Nebraska is 5-19 in November.
Ooh.
Iowa is 19-5 in November.
Ooh. Who had that
set? I just saw it somewhere out there, but yeah. Nebraska, I think, is 5-19, 19-5 for Iowa in November the last 5-6 years.
How telling is that? You can't go 5-19 in November.
No, that's telling.
And guess what? Their November this year, they play at USC. They play home against Oregon. They play at Nebraska. So if they do that again, they have earned it.
What a stat. What a stat. Iowa 19-5, Nebraska 5-9. That hurts.
Complete inverse.
It's almost like they don't even get excited to play football until there's a frost.
Yep.
Let's get a nice frost.
Oh, it's cold.
Let's get a frost. Here we go.
Turn it up, boys.
And they look like a team that likes to play in the frost.
Who's that?
Iowa. They look like. When you just see them go.
They like a fist fight.
They look like. It looks like a rock fight in the cold weather.
No doubt about that.
It's like they probably just watch A Christmas Story. Like this. Like, okay, let's watch this.
Get fired up.
I'm frankly sort of envious of those black uniforms they wore. On Saturday. Did you see all black?
The Iowa ones?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sweet.
And they rolled in them.
It's
one of the most intimidating places to play.
Kinnick, yeah.
It is. It is like that. And generally, it's always it's always generally a black.
Oh, God. Last year,
I was in the crowd.
Oh, intimidating.
People were yelling at me.
People were yelling.
I was getting chastised for being a Nebraska fan.
And chastised.
And they do the Let's Go Hawks thing, and it's blood curdling. Then the biggest thing of this show so far, two things. That stat and that Bill and Marty were in Hastings.
In Hastings for basketball.
Freaks
camp.
Me out.
Running three-man weave, warming up. Yeah, warming up.
Before we get to break, if you were hungry for breakfast, brunch, or lunch in downtown.
This guy. Hey!
Hey, Bill.
Hey. Where would Marty want to go?
Sorry, Jake. It does freak me out. World's colliding.
I'm going to try to do the bird in Marty's voice.
Okay. All right, Bill. If you're hungry for breakfast, brunch, or lunch in downtown Lincoln, where would you send the breakers this morning?
The bird.
not Marty.
Marty.
Marty's in studio.
Marty, yes. Like the bird.
Early
like
bird.
Don't you, Marty?
19th and K.
It's not late, right?
They've got breakfast nachos, breakfast tacos, waffles, French toast, pancakes. Oh. Who can forget the world famous hash holes?
Hash holes.
Hash holes.
Marty's in studio with us. Open now until 2 p.m. every day of the week.
You do a good Marty.
Early bird.
Sorry,
19th
so
and K.
Jeez.
Is there a potential big name that could be on the move to LSU? We'll discuss that next.
Oh,
early
come
break on.
On
the ticket.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.